Welcome to Good TV and welcome to our teaching session today.
欢迎大家收看好消息电视台以及我们今天的课程。
Today we're teaching about familiar spirits.
今天这一堂我们要谈的是熟悉的灵。
And we want to discuss what is a familiar spirit.
所以我们首先探讨什么叫做熟悉的灵。
And how do they access people's lives?
这样的邪灵怎么进入人的生命
？What does God have to say about these things？
神对于这样的灵又有什么样的对策
？How could we recognize you have a familiar spirit？
我们怎么样辨认出生命有没有这种熟悉的灵
？And most importantly, how can you be free？
当然，最重要的是怎么样脱离从这种邪灵的释放。
So before we start on familiar spirits，
所以在我们要探讨这个邪灵之前
，I want to first of all read a passage about the ministry of Jesus。
我们首先来看经文。
And we read in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38.
在《使徒行传》十章第三十八节，特别看到我们怎么形容耶稣。
The Bible teaches us God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil.
这边讲到神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
God loves people.
神爱人。
He loves you and he's concerned about your life.
神爱你，他也关心你的生命。
When the original Adam and Eve fell in sin,
在起初亚当和夏娃犯罪。
We lost our relationship with God.
我们就失去了跟神的关系。
We became cut off from the life of God.
意思是我们跟神的这个生命就断开了关系。
And began to look for substitutes.
我们开始在地上搜寻一些可以替代他的。
People became exposed to the influence of evil spirits.
我们也就好像赤身肉体的敞开，让邪灵可以来攻击我们。
Jesus taught the evil spirit has come to steal, kill, and destroy like a robber.
耶稣也很清楚地讲到邪灵魔鬼所做的就是杀害偷窃毁坏
But Jesus came to give us life.
可是耶稣来到世上要给我们生命
so, tells us in this verse
在这一节
that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power.
清楚讲到神是用圣灵和能力来膏拿撒勒人耶稣
When Jesus came from heaven to earth
当耶稣从天上来到地上
He left behind all authority and power
他就把他所有的权柄能力都留在天上
Was born into this earth
然后来到这地上
And he had a mission
但是他有任务
His mission was to destroy the works of the devil
那就是要断开毁坏一切魔鬼的工作
His mission was to make a way for you and I to be restored to relationship with God as a father
他的任务就是为我们预备一条道路好让我们能够跟天父恢复关系
So whenever God has someone sent on a mission
所以每一次神呢他差派一个人给他任务的时候
They are authorized to fulfill that mission
那神也会就给他们权柄
And God empowers them to do it
也会给他们能力让他们能够完成那个任务
So the anointing is the empowerment of God His spiritcoming on us to enable us to fulfill the assignment we're given.
所以当圣经讲到神膏抹一个人恩膏一个人就是他把他的灵还有能力浇灌在那个人身上让他可以去完成任务。
So every person that's born into this world,
所以我们每一个出生在地上的人
God knew you before you were born.
神其实在你出生之前就认识你。
God had a plan for your life before you were born.
在你出生之前，神对你的人生就有计划。
It's like we're standing here in a TV studio.
比方说，今天我们在这个地方录影。
There are cameras pointed at us.
在我们前面就有摄影机。
But someone thought of a purpose before the camera came into being.
那个呢，是在这个摄影机先被发明之前，就已经有人他有这种想法。
Everything you see that's created.
所以我们现在所看到的一切都是被创造的。
It's made for a purpose.
它的创造都有目的。
So if a manufacturer manufactures something.
那让一个工厂制造某些东西。
Television, computer.
不管是制造电视、电脑。
Firstly, he has a purpose, something he wants to accomplish.
制造的人一开始他就是有一些的一些的创意想法
And then he designs it uniquely for that.
然后要达成一个目的，他就把它整个设计出来。
He stands behind it to empower it.
所以在他背后，他就有这样的一些的能力，然后去制造出这个东西。
So God sent Jesus Christ into this earth.
同样的，神他当初差派耶稣来到地上。
He empowered him with the Holy Spirit.
然后也用圣灵给他能力。
The Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
圣灵就是神的灵
The most powerful spirit
是最有能力的灵
Every other spirit's inferior
所有其他的灵都胜不过他
Every other spirit is a created being
所有其他的灵都是被神创造出来的
And it said Jesus went about doing good healing all who are oppressed of evil spirits.
刚才这一节讲到耶稣他周流四方行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人。
So evil spirits seek to access people's lives.
所以魔鬼他总是要找方法去进入一个人的生命。
To oppress people.
要压制人。
With problems in their mind, their emotions, their body, their life.
不管是在他的心思意念，或者是情感，或身体、生命，都会制造问题。
And Jesus went about doing good, healing every person who came to him.He was oppressed by evil spirits.
而耶稣在地上的时候，他不管走到哪里去，他就是要去医好那边的病人。
So God has planned a destiny for you.
所以耶稣对你的人生是有计划。
He's planned something for you to do with your life.
他也要你用你的人生去达成一些的目的。
He wants you to be connected to Him.
他也要你跟他有连接。
In a personal relationship.
是一种个人的关系。
And to discover what you're called to do with your life.
然后找出你生命的呼召。
When you discover what God called you to do,
当你找出神对你的呼召,
you have found your purpose for being here,
你就找出人生的目的,
your life has meaning,
你就发现人生是有意义的。
And so in order to empower us,
那为了要让神给我们能力,
God gives to us His Holy Spirit.
神就是给我们圣灵。
The work of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的工作,
He lives within you,
他首先住在你里面,
He guides you,
引导你,
directs you,
指引你方向,
He extends power to help you in situations,
然后把能力赐给你, 让你能够克服解决一些困难。
He reveals the things of Jesus to you.
也把耶稣关于耶稣的一些的奥秘是向你显明。
Now what then is a familiar spirit?
那我们一开始讲到一个叫做熟悉的灵。
A familiar spirit is a counterfeit for the Holy Spirit.
所谓熟悉的灵其实是圣灵的这种我们说它的一个伪装翻版。
If you have a $100 note,
比方说我们今天有一张百元钞票。
It has $100 of value.
那就有一百块的价值。
If a counterfeit is made,
所谓的伪钞
it looks the same,
看起来很像
but it has no value,
但是没有任何价值。
It's not authentic,
它不是原创的。
It's not real,
它也不是真的。
It's a pretender,
它是一个伪装的。
God wants you to have His Holy Spirit in you,
神要你拥有的是他的灵。
A familiar spirit is not authentic,
所以一个熟悉的灵是伪装的
灵。It has no value,
它没有任何价值。
It sets out to destroy your life, not to help you.
他来到你人生里是要来毁坏你。
So, a familiar spirit is a counterfeit for the Holy Spirit.
所以现在我们就讲到，所谓熟悉的灵就是圣灵的一个伪装。
A familiar spirit is often attached to a family.
那这种伪装的灵通常会跟一个家族连结。
A familiar spirit is a spirit that is in relationship with you. It communicates with you.
而且这种熟悉的灵呢，它你会发现它不断的在跟你沟通，对你说话。
In other words, a familiar spirit is closely connected. It's familiar.
换句话说，所谓的熟悉，就是因为它跟我们有一个很亲密的关系，不断的在对我们说话。
It's the opposite of being a stranger.
那它跟这个所谓的陌生是不一样的。
So a familiar spirit is an evil spirit that becomes attached to you, and it begins to communicate with you.
这种熟悉的灵，他找到了一个管道之后，就附着在你的身上，然后呢，就会一直不断的在对你说话。
In Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 31, it says, "Do not listen to those who have a familiar spirit, or be defiled by them."
利未记十九章的三十一节就有讲，不可偏向那些交鬼心巫术的。但是英文讲到是熟悉的灵。
Many people seek to connect with the spirit world.
很多人你会发现他总是想要跟灵界去相交。
They are aware that there are spiritual beings.
他们这些人是知道有一个灵界存在。
But there is only one true God.
可是这世上只有一个真实的神。
He is a loving father to us.
他是一个慈爱的天父。
And Jesus came to make a way for us to connect with a loving father.
耶稣来就是让我们能够来跟天父连结。
To receive a father's love to our heart.
让我们内心可以接受天父的慈爱良善。
To be welcome into His family.
然后让他可以欢迎我们，接我们进他的家中。
A familiar spirit is a destructive spirit.
可是一个熟悉的灵是一个毁灭的灵。
And the Bible warns us about these things.
圣经也很清楚的来警告我们。
It says that when you have a familiar spirit, you will be defiled.
那这个地方刚刚就讲到，当你身上有这种所谓的熟悉的灵。就会被它污染，被它玷污。
Let's have a look at an example of a person with a familiar spirit.
我们接下来看圣经有哪一些人，他们身上有这种灵。
It's found in the book of Acts, chapter 16.
这是在《使徒行传》的第十六章。
Now it happened in verse 16. It came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, and she brought her masters much gain or prophet by fortune telling.
使徒行传十六章十六节，当我们往那个祷告的地方去，有一个使女迎着面来，她被巫鬼所附，用法术叫她主人们大得财力。
And this girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God. They proclaim to us the way of salvation."
她跟保罗和我们喊着说，这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
Now Paul is going to a river with other Christians or believers to pray.
那这个时候其实是保罗呢，他那个时候是跟着一群带着一群非基督徒还没有信主人去到一个河边，要为他们祷告。
And each time they went out, a woman followed them.
每一次他们要去这个河边祷告的时候，就会有一个女的出现。
And the Bible tells us several things about this woman.
那圣经呢，对这个使女就有一些的形容。
The first, she was quite a young girl.
第一个讲到是使女，意思就是她很年轻。
And she was a slave.
而且她是做女仆的。
So her country had been conquered, she had been sold to become a slave to a master.
在当时候就是说是她的国家因为被别人被别的国家征服，所以她就被卖为奴隶。
And the Bible said she was possessed with the spirit of divination.
第二个就讲到她被巫鬼所附，她用法术。
The word possessed means literally to wear like a garment.
所谓的被附，就是好像说这个东西好像像一个外袍披在你身上。
She had an evil spirit wrapped around her.
所以她的身上就好像披着一个邪灵。
And it was in the form of a python snake.
那这样的她，而且英文它这个原文讲到它是有一点像蟒蛇的灵。
And this was a familiar spirit.
那这个蟒蛇的灵也是一种熟悉的灵。
It would communicate with her.
这种灵会对你说话。
And it says that she made her masters much money by fortune telling.
那第三个就讲到，他是透过法术或透过算命，叫他的主人大得财力。
So there was a business that she was operating for her masters.
所以他好像就用法术的方式在这个在去赚钱。
It was a business of fortune telling.
那这个算命对他来讲就是个赚钱管道。
Today we would call her a psychic or a fortune teller.
那今天我们的现代的话就是讲说他是一个算命的人。
But the source of her information was not God.
可是这样的一个源头不来自于神。
The source of her information was an evil spirit.
这是从邪灵来的。
And the place this took place was in the area called Philippi.
那这个当时候所发生的地方是腓立比。
And there was a particular city there.
那在这个腓立比呢
？Which was the center of divination or fortune telling.
当时候就是一个算命或者是行邪术的一个城市。
There was a huge oracle there.That was the center of fortune telling.
在那一个地方，它的城市的当中，就一块地区是专门以行邪术法术为主。
And people came from all around the region.
那从它这个外围呢，就很多人从四方来到这里。
It was a very famous place.
所以很多人就为了算命去到那个地方。
And the predominant spirit controlling the whole area was that of divination or fortune telling.
所以在那个地区上空所掌控的有一个很大的邪灵权势，就是法术跟巫术。
People in government wanting to make decisions would come there and consult the fortune teller.
那甚至呢，政府官员他们如果有一些的政策要做决定，他们也会来到那边去算命。
People in the military would come and consult fortune tellers.
甚至是一些军人也会到那边，然后去请这个巫师给他们一些建议。
People in business would come and consult the fortune
tellers. 从商的人也会去那边寻求巫师的建议。
People who wanted to make a decision about their relationship or direction in life.Would consult the fortune teller.
或者一些老百姓，他们要寻求面对一些抉择、人生的方向，也会来找这些巫师。
And they would all pay money.
他们都是付钱的。
And she would go into a trance, and she would listen to the Holy Spirit, to the evil spirit, and speak what it told her.
那这些巫师呢，他们就会好像进入一种这种冥想的这种放空的一种境界，然后呢，就开始跟这个邪灵沟通之后，就会说出一些话。
So this was a familiar spirit.
那这种就是一个所谓熟悉的灵
connected to her that communicated with her
是一个附着在她身上跟她沟通的灵
When people are involved in divination
所以当一个人他是行法术的
They become connected to familiar spirits that become familiar with them
这种人他们其实所在这个交鬼的这个源头就是一种熟悉的灵
Does a familiar spirit know your future?
那这个熟悉的灵他真的知道你的人生吗
You say that's an important question to answer
那这是一个很重要的问题。
Because people would come there and they would become addicted to the spirit.
因为我们知道，在当时候，就是很多的人就会到那边去，为了要得到答案。
They would not be able to make decisions without consulting the familiar spirits.
他们甚至是如果没有得到这个熟悉的灵给他们一些的建议的话，就没有办法做决定。
But these are evil spirits.
可是这些都是邪灵。
Do they know the future?
这些邪灵真的知道你的未来吗？
Do they know what your future is?
他们真的知道你人生
的前途吗？ If you're involved in divination,
那这些的异端邪术，
then you pay their money,
然后你去找他们，你要付钱。
And then they speak and tell you about your future.
这些邪灵还会说话，然后告诉你这个前途。
Do they know your future?
他们真的知道你的未来吗？
The answer is no, they do not.
我的答案很清楚，就是他们不知道。
If this woman had known her future,
如果这个使女她真的知道他们的未来，
that the spirit would be removed and she'd lose her money capacity to make money, she wouldn't have followed Paul.
那她如果真的是知道的话，其实她当初就不会去跟着这个使徒保罗。
The girl didn't know her own future.
那所以连这个使女她都不知道她自己的未来。
And there are other examples in the Bible.
在圣经还有其他的例子。
Evil spirits don't know your future.
就让我们知道，邪灵不知道你的未来。
They have no knowledge about your future.
他们完全看不透你的未来。
But they do have knowledge about your past.
但是他们对你的过去却摸得出来。
They observe you.
因为他们看着你了。
They communicate with one another.
这些邪灵彼此会沟通。
So if you go to a fortune teller,
所以如果今天你去找一个算命的，
the evil spirit will communicate information that they have gained by observing.
他背后的邪灵呢，就会把他过去这些邪灵，他观察你观察到的人生，会告诉那个算命师。
And you become so amazed.
那你就会听了很惊讶。
That you think when they say my future, that must be true.
就让你马上觉得说，他只要去算我的未来，一定也准确。
But when you listen to them speak,
可是你如果仔细听
，you are now coming under their power.
那你就发现，你就进入他们的力量。
You are responding to their words.
你开始对他们的话有回应。
Instead of the words of God.
而不是对神的话回应。
God loves you.
神爱你。
This is what God's word to you is.
那神对你说的是什么？
Through a true prophet of God in Jeremiah.
在耶利米，这是一个神真实的先知。
Jeremiah 29:11.
在耶利米书第29:11节。
The prophet says, "I know the plans I have for you," says God, "plans for good, not evil, to give you a future you can look forward to."
他就讲到神说，我对你所怀的意念是要祝福你的意念。
He has designed a plan for our future.
也讲到说，神对我们的未来是有他的旨意计划。
And when we put our life in His hands,
那当他把按手在我们的身上
，and we daily trust Him,
那我们每一天信靠他
，and daily listen to Him,
每一天听神的声音
，then His plan for our life unfolds.
那他对我们的计划就每一天的逐渐向我们显明。
His plans are good, not evil.
那他的计划，他的意念是四平安的。
The plans of an evil spirit are evil. That's their very nature.
从邪灵来的，给我们的意念，给我们的计划，一定是降灾祸的。
So why is it that people consult familiar spirits?
可是为什么，既然是这样，为什么人们还是要去找这些邪灵？
Well, it may be just curiosity.
有一个原因是好奇。
Or maybe they want to know something about their future.
或者是他们想要知道未来。
Or may they, someone that near to them died, and so they want to try and communicate with them.
或者是他们家中有人死亡，那他想要跟这一个死亡的人的灵来去沟通。
But usually people don't realize they have communicated with an evil spirit.
可是这些人他不知道，他真正在沟通的不是那个死人的灵，而是那个邪灵。
So this lady had a familiar spirit.
所以刚刚讲到这个使女，她身上有邪灵。
It would talk with her.
这个邪灵对她说话。
It would tell her information about people.
会给他一些关于别人的一些消息。
With a view to snaring the person and taking their money.
目的呢，就是要去挟制这些人，从他们身上收钱。
When you love someone,
当你爱一个人
，your motives towards them are generous.
你为对方所怀的动机一定是慷慨，要帮助的。
You are concerned for their welfare.
你一定是很关心他们。
You want to do the very best for them.
你想要为他们去做一些好的事情。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
And wants to do the very best for us.
想要来帮助我们。
So the Bible tells us God so loved us.
圣经讲到神爱我们。
He sent His Son Jesus Christ.
所以派他的爱子耶稣基督。
To come into this world.
来到这地上。
Die on the cross for us.
为我们死在十字架上。
So that we could be forgiven.
好让我们可以被赦免。
Could be connected to Him.
能够跟他建立关系。
Have eternal life.
得到永生。
And begin to discover the purpose He has for us.
然后去找出他对我们生命的计划。
He puts His Holy Spirit, a good spirit, in us.
他把圣灵，就是好的灵，放在我们里面。
Holy Spirit brings forth good fruit when we yield to Him.
当我们向圣灵降服，圣灵就会在我们里面结出好果子。
As we read in the story here, we find the girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim the way of salvation."
而刚刚我们看到的《使徒行传》十六章，他就讲到说，这个使女就一直跟着保罗到处去。
What she was saying was true.
然后他就讲说，这个人是至高神的仆人，他说的没有错。
But the spirit behind it was not true.
可是他背后的邪灵却是错误的。
She was flattering them.
她其实好像在奉承阿谀。
But she was crying out very loudly.
因为她是大声的喊。
And wanting to draw attention to herself.
其实目的是要引人注目。
So she could attract more people to herself.
好让她可以赚多一点钱。
And look what happened. Look what the Bible tells us happened.
我们来看圣经它怎么说的。
She did this for many days.
十八节讲说，她一连多日都这样
喊叫。Every day she would follow Paul.
所以每一天她看到保罗就跟着她后面。
Crying out,
她就大声喊。
And declaring who he was.
然后就说她的身份。
And Paul was greatly annoyed or irritated.
十八节说，保罗他就开始感到烦闷。
That means he felt the pressure of that spirit around him.
那个意思是他已经感受到邪灵已经在压制他。
He felt the atmosphere spiritually very tense.
他也发现整个灵界的氛围就已经很紧绷。
So finally he confronted the spirit.
所以终于他决定要来面对对峙这个邪灵。
Now the spirit had been so much a part of the woman's life.
这个邪灵已经几乎占据了那个使女的人生。
And she made money from it.
因为她都靠这个赚钱。
So probably she thought it was good.
所以她可能也觉得这个是好的。
But it was actually an evil spirit.
可事实上是邪灵。
That would eventually destroy her.
最后会毁了她的人生。
And carry her off into an eternity in hell.
然后把她最后带到这个永远的火里头。
And Paul spoke to the spirit.
这个时候保罗就对那个邪灵说话。
Paul represented Jesus Christ.
保罗他就是好像是一个耶稣的代言人。
Paul was a servant of God.
因为他是神的仆人。
And so he didn't pay money to find the future.
保罗他不是为了收钱来告诉人的未来。
He discerned it was an evil spirit.
他就发现那个使女身上有邪灵。
The Holy Spirit gave witness to him.
那圣灵就向这个保罗显启示。
This is an evil spirit.
就让他知道那是邪灵。
And so Paul spoke to the spirit.
所以保罗就对那个鬼说话。
He spoke in the name of Jesus Christ.
他是奉耶稣基督的名对他说话。
Notice his words.
我们来看他怎么说。
He turned and he spoke to the spirit.
他转身对那鬼说。
I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her, and it came out that very hour.
我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来，那鬼当时就出来了。
And her masters saw that their hope of making money from her had gone.
使女的主人们见得力的指望没有了，他们就离开了。
Now this young woman was in slavery to these men.
这个使女她有一些的好像主人。
And she was in slavery to the evil spirit.
那她不仅是装这些人的奴隶，也是当邪灵的奴隶。
Paul spoke to the evil spirit.
那这个时候保罗对那个邪灵说话。
Commanding it in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名命令她离开，就离开那个女孩子身上。
The evil spirit recognized that.The Holy Spirit is a more powerful spirit.
邪灵那个时候，他发现在保罗身上的圣灵更有能力。
The evil spirit recognized the authority Paul carried.
那邪灵也认出在保罗身上的权柄。
And the evil spirit came out of the young woman.
所以马上这个邪灵就离开女孩子身上。
It had been wrapped around her life, talking to her for many years.
可是多年以来，一直就缠绕在她的身上，对她说话。
It was familiar with her.
已经跟她越来越熟悉了。
It was like a part of her life.
就好像是这个女孩生命的一部分。
And when Paul spoke to it,
可是当保罗一对她说话，
exercised authority in Jesus' name,
去运用出耶稣基督的名，
the spirit was forced to leave her.
这个邪灵就被迫一定要离开。
And suddenly she was free.
突然之间她就得了自由。
She was free spiritually.
这个女孩子的灵属灵部分
得自由了。She was free from the defilement of this unclean spirit.
她就从这一个邪灵带来的玷污完全得到洁净。
And no doubt she opened her life to receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God.
那当然，她后面她就是把她自己的生命向圣灵敞开，领受了神的圣灵。
When you serve a spirit,
所以当你来去为一个邪灵效力
，you will take on its nature.
那她的这种，她的这个这个邪灵的本质就会来到你生命。
The nature of an evil spirit is cold, hard.And it is destructive.
邪灵它的本质就是什么？是冷酷、无情、严厉的。
The nature of the Holy Spirit is good and kind.
可是圣灵的本质，它是良善、恩慈。
He brings a fruit in our life.
它会在我们生命带来果子。
Love, joy, and peace.
是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Self-control.
是自制、节制。
Gentleness, patience.
是温柔、良善。
So when we have the Spirit of God living in us,
所以当我们有神的灵在我们生命，
He is able to communicate with us.
他就可以对我们说话。
We can learn to listen to His voice.
我们就可以学习听神的声音。
And we have peace in our heart.
在里面我们就有平安。
One of the most common ways the Holy Spirit leads us.
圣灵引导我们一个最普遍的方式是透过给我们平安。
Colossians 3 verse 15,
在哥罗西书三章十五节
it says, Let the peace of God rule in your heart.
他说让神的平安来治理来掌管你的心。
So which is it better to be?
那你就可以比较出哪一个比较好。
A person with a destructive familiar spirit,
一个是被这种熟悉的灵所毁坏的
that oppresses you and frightens you,
压制你恐吓你
and makes you dependent on it.
让你好像就不断的要靠他
or a loving spirit, the spirit of God.
或者是你要领受一个充满慈爱神的灵
He cares about you.
他关心你
wants to reveal the plans of God to you.
他愿意向你显明神对你的计划
and empower you to fulfill your destiny.
而且给你能力让你能够走完你的命定
When we come back, we're going to have a brief look at how spirits, familiar spirits get into our life.
我们休息完之后回来会来探讨这种邪灵怎么来到我们生命然后怎么样的得到释放
Please join us again shortly.
休息完之后，欢迎你们回来继续收看。
Welcome back to Good TV and welcome to our teaching today on familiar spirits.
欢迎大家回来继续收看我们今天在好消息所分享的这一个熟悉的灵。
We were sharing earlier in the teaching.
在上半节我们有谈到
that God has a destiny for your life which is good.
就是神对你有怀了一个意念是好的意念。
God desires to put his spirit within you.
而神他的心意要把他的灵放在你里面。
To communicate with you.
要跟你沟通。
To show things to you,
要向你显明一些事
to guide you,
引导你
to empower you,
给你能力
to bring the life of God to you,
让神的生命临到你
Familiar spirits are a counterfeit of the Holy Spirit.
所谓的这个熟悉的灵，其实就是圣灵的一个伪装版
Familiar spirit is a spirit that is connected to you, associated with you, communicates with you.
那这种熟悉的灵，它会附着在一个人的生命身上，然后对他沟通
It's like a family member.
比方说，他就好像一个家人一样
He lives with you and knows you very well.
跟你一起生活，非常的认识你，非常熟悉你。
And it communicates with you.
然后常常跟你沟通。
And we saw a story of a young woman who had such a spirit, a familiar spirit.
那我们上半节也看到这个从《使徒行传》的一个年轻女孩子。
We call her a psychic or a fortune teller.
她身上就有这种熟悉的灵，我们现在俗称她为一个好像算命的人。
And she had a whole business out of this.
那他也靠这个赚钱。
She made money from this for her owners.
他其实是为他的一些主人靠这个邪灵来赚钱。
But the power behind it was not the spirit of God, it was an evil spirit.
可是他能行这些法术背后是因为有邪灵而不是神的灵。
And we saw when we read in Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 18.
我们刚才看的就是使徒行传16章16到18节。
This woman had the spirit attached to her.
这个女孩子身上有一个邪灵。
Communicating or familiar with her.
跟她很熟悉也常常跟她说话。
And eventually Paul cast the spirit out.
最后她遇见保罗之后保罗把她这个邪灵赶出去。
He cast it out in Jesus' name.
保罗是奉耶稣基督的名把他赶出去。
Jesus Christ has authority over evil spirits.
因为耶稣基督他有权柄胜过邪灵。
Evil spirits are inferior to the spirit of God.
邪灵他绝对是要降服于要听神的话。
Evil spirits are destructive.
因为邪灵带来是毁灭。
Whereas God's spirit is a loving spirit who cares for us.
可是神的灵是良善的灵，关心我们。
We're going to continue on and ask a couple of questions.
那我们还会继续往下看。
How do familiar spirits get into a person's life.
来去探讨一个这种熟悉的灵是怎么进入一个人的生命。
How would you recognize it, or what sorts of things might happen?
那你怎么样的去查验出来你身上有没有这个灵
？And how can you be free?
那你怎么得自由
？We're going to read a passage in the book of Deuteronomy.
我们现在从旧约的生命记来看。
Deuteronomy 18 verses 9 through to 12.
是十八章九到十二节。
God is talking to His people.
这个地方是神对他的百姓说话
People in covenant with him.
是跟他有立约的百姓
When you come into the land of the promised land which the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn or follow the abominations of those nations.
你到了耶和华你神所赐之地，那些国民所行可憎恶的事，你不可学着行。
There should not be found among you anyone who makes a son or daughter pass through fire, practices witchcraft, a soothsayer, interprets omens, a sorcerer, one who conjures spells, a medium, a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead.
你们中间不可有人使儿女惊火，也不可有占卜的、观兆的、用法术的、行邪术的、用迷术的、教鬼的、行巫术的、过阴的。
For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you.
凡行这些事的都为耶和华所憎恶，因那些国民行这可憎恶的事，所以耶和华你的神将他们从你面前赶出。
So God is talking to his people to try and protect them.
这个地方是神对他的百姓说话，为了保护他们。
He said in the culture you're going to go into,
他讲清楚说，你们接下来所要进入的那个文化。
There are many things that they do which I consider an abomination.
当地的人他们所做的很多的事情在我眼中是可憎恶的。
God considers those things an abomination.
神清楚讲到他把这些事看为是令他憎恶的。
Because they open your life for evil spirits to enter.
因为这些事情就会打开我们的生命让邪灵进来。
God made you to love you and to pour his loving spirit into you.
但是神起初造了你的生命是要爱你然后让他的生命能够向你生命浇灌。
But when people do the things which he talks about here,
可是当一个人去做了刚刚在圣经念到这些事情
It opens the door in their life for an evil spirit to enter,
就会让他的生命向邪灵敞开
and to speak with them, communicate with them, and pressure their life in a destructive way.
跟这些邪灵开始有一些的沟通然后让这些邪灵在掌控他们的生命压制他们
So let me give you some ways that people open the door of their life to evil spirits
所以我现在来举一些例子让你知道说我们是怎么打开我们的生命
Not necessarily in order of importance but these are doorways If you do these things you will open your life to a familiar spirit
它可以帮助我们去了解到说我是不是曾经做了那些事所以邪灵就进来了
It will come into your life
这种熟悉的灵会来
It won't leave until it's cast out.
而且绝对不会离开除非我们把它赶出去
the fruit of its presence will not be good.
那这种熟悉的灵所带来的果子绝对不好
So divination or fortune telling.
所以我们前面讲到占卜的或者是算命
If a person consults a medium or consults a psychic or is involved in fortune telling, they open their life to a familiar spirit.
当一个人他想要去找占卜、问卦、算命都是一样
Sorcery,
或者是行这种邪术
reaching out to the spirit world for power.
行这种所谓的法术，意思是说跟灵界有相交。
So forms of magic or sorcery that involve evil spirits will open your life to a familiar spirit.
那某一种的法术，有一点是像人们所以为的所谓的魔术，一种东西它就会打开一个灵界的门，然后就最后让这个邪灵进到你生命。
Divination is reaching into the spirit world for information.About the future or about people.
所谓的行邪术呢，他们其实是说一个人他进入一个灵界，从邪灵身上来获取一些资讯。
And there are many different forms of divination.
那这种行邪术有很多不同的这种方式。
Ouija boards, calling up the spirits.
比方说我们讲说那个算就是。
Consulting the psychic.
在台湾我们可能讲的就是一些这个碟仙前仙这种东西。
But when you do these things.
当你做这些事情
you open your life to a familiar spirit,
你就让这个熟悉的灵进入你生命
you,
它会留在你生命
it won't go away,
它不会离开
until it's driven out by a stronger spirit.
一直到你用一个更强而有力的灵把它赶出去
Idolatry will open the doorway for familiar spirits.
另外一个就是拜偶像也会让熟悉的灵进来
When people worship idols,
当一个人拜偶像
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10
在哥林多前书十章
Verse 19 to 22
19到22节
That they fellowship with demons
那这边讲到有一些人是跟这个邪灵有交就是交轨的
That means communicate
就是跟他们说话
Connect with
跟他们连接
Become familiar with evil spirits
就开始跟邪灵就越来越熟悉
So when you worship an idol
所以当你拜偶像
You are bowing down to the demon
你就是向邪灵跪拜
When you are making an offering to an idol
那甚至你就好像在捐这个香火钱
You are opening the door of your life to an evil spirit
你其实就让你的生命敞开让邪灵进来
It becomes familiar with you
那这个灵就越来跟你越来越熟悉
Begins to influence and shape your life
开始影响你的人生
Because every day when you wake up it's there
因为每一天你只要一醒来它就在你旁边它压制你的生命
Filling your thoughts
然后充满你的思想
And you become familiar with it
然后让 让你越来跟他越来越熟悉。
You think this is just normal.
你会以为这是正常的。
This is me.
你觉得这就是我。
But it's an evil spirit.
可是其实是邪灵。
Ancestral worship is another way that familiar spirits enter people's lives.
其实所谓的祭祖拜祖先也是另外一种方式，拜偶像的方式。
The Bible is very clear what happens to people when they die.
圣经很清楚讲到人死后是什么模样。
In 2 Corinthians 5:8, it tells us when to be absent from our body is to be present with the Lord.
哥林多后书五章八节清楚讲到，当我们死的时候，是离开这个躯体，然后进入到神的同在。
So when a person dies,
所以当一个人死了
，their spirit and soul leave their body.
他的灵跟魂会离开他的身体。
And they go before the Lord to face judgment for their life.
他们就会先来到主的面前，来到神的面前来面对审判。
In Hebrews 9:27,
那在希伯来书九章二十七节
，The Bible, God's Word tells us,
圣经清楚讲到
，It's appointed for man once to die, and then after that judgment.
就讲到说，我们人来到这世上，当我们死后，我们就是要面对审判。
So when a person dies,
就当一个人死了
，they don't return.
他不会再回来。
They face God.
他们要去面对神。
And they give account for their lives.
他们要为他们的生命交账。
If they've lived without Jesus Christ,
如果他们是不认识耶稣的
，then they stay separated from God for eternity.
他们就会在永恒里头跟神是断绝的。
They don't come back.
他们不会回到这个地上。
So if you go to a medium,
所以如果你今天去找一个交鬼的
，they don't communicate with your uncle, your father, your grandparents who died.
他们其实不是在代替你跟那些死去的这个家人或朋友在沟通。
They communicate with a familiar spirit.
他们其实在沟通的这个对象是一个熟悉的邪灵。
And it pretends to be the relative that's gone.
然后伪装成、假扮成是你所失去的神或者是你死去的家族。
It pretends to be that person.
伪装成那个你失去的那个人。
The demons know information about that person.
那也因为邪灵呢，知道那一个人过去的一生。
They have observed that person.
因为他们一直都观察过那个人。
So they can give information. That's true.
所以就可以透过交鬼的给你一些资讯，你听来是正确的。
But it is a lying spirit, a deceiving spirit.
可是其实那是一个说谎的灵。
Many times people worship their ancestors.
很多人他们会祭祖。
They make offerings.
他们甚至会甚至还为他们的，我们在台湾就是烧这个纸钱。
God's word forbids us to do that.
但是神他禁止我们做这样的事。
Genesis chapter 31 verse 19, it tells us that Rachel took the household gods or the representations of the ancestors.
在创世纪三十一章十九节特别讲到利百加，当他离开他父家的时候，他拿走他父家所拜的一个偶像。带出去。
God required him to get rid of those things.
但是神他指出来这件事之后，就说你要把这个偶像除掉。
The worship of ancestors brings bondage to spirits.
所以当我们拜祖先，就会带来邪灵对我们的捆绑。
And God doesn't want you to be in bondage to familiar spirits.
神不要我们去受到熟悉的灵的捆绑。
There are other doorways that can be openings for spirits to come in.
那还会有其他的管道让邪灵进来。
Like for example, necromancy, calling up the dead.
比方说就是呼召死人的灵。
Sometimes people go to a medium and they ask them to call up their grandfather, grandmother, some person that they love who's deceased.
有一些人呢，他会去找这个会教鬼的人，然后就请这个教鬼人把他家里死亡的人把他叫出来。
But instead, they get a familiar spirit, which then attaches to their life.
可是事实上，他们叫出来的是一种熟悉的灵，就附着在那个人身上。
Another doorway that can open up the way for familiar spirits.
那另外一个像这个熟悉的灵打开的管道。
Is through drug taking. The taking of drugs alters your mind.And opens a door for familiar spirits.
是透过吸毒，那这个毒品它会来也影响你的精神，然后它就会让熟悉的灵进来。
I've prayed for many young people who open the door to their life to a familiar spirit by video games.
我其实为很多的这个年轻人服侍过，就发现呢，他们今天身上会有熟悉的灵，是因为他们很喜欢玩这个电玩。
Not all video games will do that.
那并不是说所有的电脑游戏都会这样。
But he was addicted to playing one game.Where he took on the role of a sorcerer.
那是因为呢，这些年轻人他们开始沉迷于某一种特定的游戏，然后里面有个角色。
As he played the game in his imagination, going from level to level, he opened his life to a familiar spirit.
他就随着那个角色每一次的过关，他就越来越沉迷在那个角色的力量里头。结果这样子就让这个熟悉的灵进到他生命。
It's possible for familiar spirits to be attached to us because of sexual relationships with someone.
那另外一个是透过我们跟别人所发生的性行为，让他身上的熟悉的灵进来。
Because God's principle is that when two people are involved sexually, the two become one.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，当一男一女他们发生性行为的时候，他们其实就结合了。
A soul tie is formed.
所以我们也成了一个有一个魂结。
A bonding is formed with a person.
那我们也跟另外一个人成了有这样的一个连结。
And a door is open for an evil spirit to enter your life.
那也打开了一个门，让邪灵会进来。
I went to one people. They invite me to come to their house because the house is haunted.
我曾经就是有一个人呢，他家里就是闹鬼，所以就找我去他们家。
There are many noises in the house.
他们常常就会听见很多声音。
When I come there, they're very frightened.
所以我去的时候就发现每一个人都很害怕。
I asked some questions.
我就开始问他们一些问题。
How long has this been here?
我说闹鬼多久了
？2 weeks.
他说两周。
Yeah, what happened 2 weeks ago?
我就问他们说两个礼拜前发生什么事。
My daughter and her boyfriend came.
他说呢，我女儿带着她男朋友回家。
Oh, I say, did you have that problem in your house?
那我就问说，那这个男朋友他家有没有这个问题
？They say yes, that's why we came to mother's house.
他们说就是因为有，所以才跑回来。
So then the spirit follows you. It's very familiar with you.
那因为这个熟悉的灵跟这个男孩子已经很熟了，所以就跟着来了。
They were terrified by this spirit.
他们一听都吓到了。
Because they didn't know Jesus and had no power over it.
因为这一家人都不认识耶稣。
I asked a few more questions.
我再多问了几个问题。
It turns out the girl had been in a sexual relationship with a young man involved in witchcraft.And he cursed her, and the spirit became attached to her life.
那也发现就是说，这个女孩子不仅跟这个男孩子已经先发生了肉体关系，更严重的是，这个男的呢，他本身就是一个专门行交鬼、行巫术的人。
So how do we know if a familiar spirit has become attached to us?
那接下来我们要怎么去辨认出我们身上有没有熟悉的灵
？There are a number of ways.
有几个方法。
The first one is the Holy Spirit reveals it to us because we inquire and ask God to show us.
第一个就是我们来到神面前求问神，圣灵就会向我们显明。
The second is because of patterns that we see happening around our life.
那第二个就是我们会发现人生里头好像总是有一些的事情会反复发生。
Particularly unusual experiences.
特别是很不寻常的经历。
For example, people may hear noises in their house. There's no one there.
比方说，就是我们所谓的闹鬼，你总会听见一些声音。
They may hear voices talking to them.
或者他们会听见有什么声音在对他们说话。
They may have lights going on in the house and there's no one there.
或者是家里的灯呢，就是莫名其妙的就开啊关的。
They may be troubled with tormenting nightmares.
或者有些人是晚上睡觉总是做噩梦。
They may see spirits.
他们或者有些人会看到灵。
Like a departed ancestor living, standing right in front of them.
或者是看到他们死去的家族呢，就会站在他们面前。
Or they may wake up at night and it feels as though someone is trying to choke them.
或者有一些就是我们华人讲的鬼压。
But there's no one there.
可是根本没有东西。
That's a familiar spirit.
那些都是属于熟悉的灵。
It's a spirit that comes from someone who's been involved in the occult or idolatry.
那这个熟悉的灵是透过某个人他碰过异端邪术。
Sometimes people they have tremendous fears around their life.
或者有一些人，他总是感到恐惧、
Especially、
害怕，
nighttime,
尤其到了晚上。
There's also a certain familiar spirit that will sexually molest people once it's become part of their life.
那还有一种这个熟悉的灵，它是专门会在一个人的身上对他有性侵犯。
So I've prayed for some women, and at nighttime, a spirit would come to them and molest them sexually.
我曾经为一些妇女祷告过，她们呢，就是只要一到晚上闭眼睡觉，邪灵就会来侵犯她们的身体。
They would feel as though they were being touched or penetrated in some way, but there's no one there.
她们是很清楚、具体的感受到，可是没有一个人在，但是她就清楚感受到那个人在性侵犯。
This is a very defiling and very embarrassing experience.
这是一种会叫人羞愧、尴尬，然后很不好的经历。
People don't talk about it because they feel so embarrassed.
所以只要有人有这样的经历，他根本不敢说出来。
Sometimes a similar thing can happen to men.
那这种经历也可能发生在男生。
And it can be quite regularly happening.
那他们会发现，好像就越来越次数越频繁。
When there's a familiar spirit, we become confused.
或者是另外一种熟悉的灵带来人的困惑。
So these are some of the ways that we're aware that we have a familiar spirit attached to our life.
所以刚刚就举了一些例子，让我们去辨认出我们有没有这个熟悉的灵。
I wonder if that's happened to you.
那不知道你有没有这个问题
？As we read and finish the story today.
那我们再回到我们刚刚所看的故事。
We go back into Acts chapter 16.
就是在使徒行传的第十六章。
And verse 16.
第十六节。
Paul spoke to the spirit.
保罗这个地方对鬼说话。
He said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out."
他说我要奉耶稣基督的名命令你从他身上出去。
And the demon left her that very hour and she was set free.
当下这个邪灵就从女孩子身上出去了。
You also can be set free of familiar spirits.
所以你也可以从这样熟悉的灵得到释放。
Have you identified you are tormented by spirits?
刚才举的一些的例子有没有帮你辨认出来呢
Troubled by evil spirits?
比方说被折磨。
Things happening to you can't explain.
你遇到一些事情是莫名其妙的。
Perhaps you've been involved in idolatry.
或者你有接触这个拜偶像
，in fortune telling，
或者是算命
，in sorcery or magic of some kind，
行这种法术行巫术
，perhaps you've been involved in reaching into the spirit world，
或者你去找这种交鬼的
，or in calling up the dead，
我试着要把死人的灵召唤出来
，or for some reason you are troubled by spirits，
或者你就是不知道原因，你总是好像被一种东西在困扰着，
this can stop，
那这些都可以被阻止的
，and you can be set free，
你可以得到释放。
The first is to recognize freedom comes through Jesus Christ.
首先第一步就是我们要认出所有一切的自由来自耶稣基督。
Jesus came for the purpose of setting people free.
因为耶稣来到这地上就是要叫人得自由。
He said to everyone who believed in him,
他对每一个相信他的人说
received him,
只要接受他
he gave power to become a child of God.
他就赐给我们能力让我们能够成为神的儿女。
In a moment, you could respond to Jesus Christ.
等一下你就有这样的一个机会可以回
应。He died on the cross.
他为你死在十字架上
as our representative,
然后代替我们
carrying all our sins and failures,
背负了我们一切的罪和失败
that create opportunities for familiar spirits to enter our life.
给我们一个机会让我们能够去断绝所有这些的咒诅和罪 只要我们来到他面前
and we humble ourselves,
我们谦卑自己
he will forgive us.
他会饶恕我们
he will make us clean on the inside.
他会让我们里面完全得洁净
and deliver us from spirits.
然后释放我们脱离这些邪灵
that have tormented us all our life.
所有那些在折磨我们的邪灵。
The first thing is to recognize your need for change.
所以第一个是我们要承认我真的需要改变。
Unless there's a desire, nothing happens.
那如果你没有任何渴望，不会有改变。
We come to God believing He will help us.
我们来到神面前是相信他可以帮助我们。
The Bible says, "To all who call upon the Lord, they will be saved."
在圣经就应许我们，凡是呼求神的，他必得救。
So number one, recognize that you have a problem. You want to be free.
所以第一个就是承认我有问题，我需要得到自由。
Come to Jesus Christ.
所以你就来到耶稣基督面前。
Receive Him as your Savior.
接受他成为你生命的救主。
Repent of the sin.
为你一切的罪悔改。
Have you done things that open the door to spirits?
去查出你自己有没有犯了一些罪。
You need to confess them to Him.
那你就向他来悔改。
Ask Him to forgive you.
求他来赦免你。
Perhaps spirits have come through your family.
或许这些罪是从家族来的。
Many people have familiar spirits.
很多人他身上有熟悉的灵。
Because they've been in the family for generations.
那是因为在他的家族历代都有。
Just transfer.
那就是这样子来承袭下来。
Sometimes we need to renounce generational curses.
所以有的时候我们就必须要先废除这个祖先的咒诅。
And release forgiveness to those who did this.
然后饶恕那些人。
So we can be free.
那我们就可以得释放。
The final step is to reach out to Jesus.
那最后一步就是我们要来求耶稣。
And resist evil spirits.
然后来拒绝这些邪灵。
I'd love to lead you in a prayer.
现在我要带你们做一个祷告。
And to pray for you.
然后为你祷告。
So wherever you're watching right now.
所以现在不管你在哪里。
God's presence is there with you.
神他就已经在你身边。
God's power is there with you.
神的能力也在那边。
Some of you who are watching.
你们有一些正在收看节目的。
Are tormented and troubled.
你其实就一直被这些东西搅扰。
By spirits that are familiar to you.
是一个对你很熟悉的灵。
They've been a part of your family.
或者对你家族很熟悉的
灵
跟你是很有亲密的连接
I don't want this anymore.
你就讲说我不要再受这个东西搅扰 我想要得到自由
I want you to turn towards Jesus Christ.
那这个时候我要请你转向耶稣基督
and open your heart and life to him.
向他打开你的生命
So wherever you are, just close your eyes right now.
现在不管你在哪里请你闭上眼睛
and we're going to lead you in a prayer.
我们要带你做一个祷告
listen to the prayer.
请你听我们祷告
and then speak it out. Make it your own prayer.
然后跟着我们一起重复这个祷告。
It's the prayer to be set free from evil spirits.
这个祷告会带着你来从这些邪灵得到释放。
The one who sets you free is Jesus Christ.
真正让你得自由的是耶稣基督。
And when you open your life to Him,
当你向他打开你的生命
I will speak in His name to make you free.
那我就可以奉他的名让你的生命得到自由。
Sometimes, as the spirit leaves a person,
有的时候这种邪灵离开人的身上
they cough or they choke.
那一个人呢，那个宿主他就会开始好像咳嗽，或者是就倒在地上。
But then they're free.
可是之后呢，他就得到自由了。
So close your eyes right now.
所以现在，请你闭上眼睛。
And follow in this prayer.
跟着我们一起做这个祷告。
Before I lead you in the prayer.
在我带你做这个祷告之前。
name the things you did that opened the door to spirits.
请你先说出你刚刚自己想到的。
And ask Jesus to forgive
you. 你所犯的这些罪是打开了什么样的门，让这些邪灵进来？
Now follow me in this prayer.
好，接着跟我们做这
个祷告。Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name.
亲爱的天父，我奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you for loving me.
感谢你爱我。
Thank you for accepting me.
感谢你接纳我。
Thank you for sending Jesus.
感谢你差派耶稣
to die on the cross for my sins.
为我的罪死在十字架上。
Jesus, I receive you as my Savior.
耶稣，我要接受你成为我的救主。
I ask you to forgive me.
求你赦免我。
I receive your Spirit into my heart.
我要接受你的灵到我里面。
And I declare you my Savior and Lord.
我要宣告你是我的救主和主人。
And I belong to you.
我属于你的。
I renounce now.
我现在要废除。
I cancel now in Jesus' name.
我现在要奉耶稣的名取消。
All generational curses.
所有祖先来的咒诅。
All agreements made in my family with evil spirits.
在我家族历代当中跟邪灵所做的一切的交易。
I cancel any dedication of my life to an evil spirit.
现在我奉耶稣的名要断开所有这一切的邪灵。
I cancel all agreements I have made with evil spirits.
取消我个人跟这些邪灵所做的任何的协议。
I renounce now every familiar spirit.
现在我要取消，我要废除所有熟悉的灵。
And command you to leave my life.
我命令你们都要离开我。
Lord, I reach out to you now.
主，我现在要来朝向你。
I ask you to forgive me.
求你饶恕我。
To cleanse me.
洁净我。
And to set free, let me free of these tormenting spirits.
释放我，脱离这些折磨的灵。
I claim freedom in Jesus' name.
我现在奉耶稣的名宣告，我是得自由的。
Keep your eyes closed.
啊，请你继续闭上眼睛。
As I speak to the spirits.
我现在要对你背后的灵说话。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我奉耶稣基督的名。
I speak to every familiar spirit.
我要对每一个熟悉的灵。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我奉耶稣基督的名。
I break your power.
我要断开你的力量。
I command you to go.
命令你出去。
I break generational curses.
我断开所有祖先的咒诅。
I break all family agreements with evil spirits.
断开所有家族跟邪灵做的协议。
I break all dedications to idols and demons.
还有所有献给这些偶像跟邪灵的。
I break all blood covenants with spirits.
而断开所有这些的盟约。
I command now.
我现在吩咐你们。
All familiar spirits.
所有熟悉的灵。
Tormenting spirits.
搅扰的灵。
Go now.
现在出去。
Come out in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名出去。
Come out. Depart from that person.
离开那个人的身上。
Depart from their household.
离开他的家庭。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
I declare blessing on this person.
我要祝福你。
And release from evil spirits.
完全的从邪灵得到释放。
And Lord, we give you all the honor.
主，我们把一切荣耀归给你。
God bless you.
愿神赐福你。
Why don't you take a few moments to thank Jesus?
你可以花几分钟的时间好好感谢耶稣。
For what He's done in your life.
因为他为你成就美好的事。
Been a joy to be with you today.
很高兴今天跟你们分享。
And may His peace rest in your home and life.
愿他的平安就停留在你身上，还有你家中。